nearly $3 billion. The request includes a $126 million increase over the fiscal 2025 general fund budget. The board says the investments outlined in the request are aligned with the school system's four priority area of academic achievement, infrastructure, safety and climate, and highly effective teachers, leaders, and staff. The budget request will go to the county executive for review and consideration, and that will be followed by the county council's vote in May. And most Marylanders are showing support for expanding energy sources in the state. A new UMBC Institute of Politics survey of 803 registered voters asked respondents to say whether they supported or opposed various sources. Stein on sports and the exclusive WCBM Weather Channel forecast next.
WCBM News is brought to you by Safe Retirement Solutions. Call Rod Barowie at 410-266-1120. Call Rod Barowie now at Safe Retirement Solutions, 410-266-1120.
Do you need a job? Charles A. Klein & Sons, a family-owned company for 45 years, is looking for good, hard-working duct mechanics and service technicians. We offer competitive pay and great benefits, servicing all Maryland, D.C., and Northern Virginia. An open shop and non-commissioned environment located in Sykesville. And we hire from all around the state. Join our growing service department as a duct mechanic or service technician. Call Charles A. Klein today, 443-609-6697.
The Maryland Home and Gardening Craft Show, presented by Maryland Heating and Air. March 1st and 2nd and 7th through 9th at the Timonium Fairgrounds, Cow Palace, and Exhibition Hall. Find great deals, new ideas, and practical advice with more than 400 trusted local experts. Save on tickets at mdhomeandgarden.com.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
The annual NFLPA team report cards were handed out yesterday in Indianapolis. Overall, the Ravens did okay, but John Harbaugh slipped a notch. Baltimore ranks 13th overall compared to 15th a year ago, with players citing strong leadership from the owner, general manager, and head coach. The team, however, gets lower grades for treatment of families, locker room, and training room facilities. And then on Harbaugh specifically, last year ranked 20th and given an overall B+. This year, given a grade of B and slipped to 28th in this year's report. Only 75% of Ravens players polled felt that Harbaugh is efficient with his time, which ranked 28th in the league. Meanwhile, Grayson Rodriguez makes his spring debut this afternoon in Sarasota as the O's host the Blue Jays one day after Tomoyuki Sugano made his. Two scoreless innings for the Japanese import, four ground ball outs, Pirates beat the Orioles 7-3. And finally, the great Gene Hackman has passed away. Baltimore sports connection, Hackman starred alongside Keanu Reeves in the football movie The Replacements, filmed at what was then PSINet Stadium. Not the greatest sports movie ever done, but cool that it was here. Gene Hackman was 95. Coming up in 30 minutes, Maryland stunned at the buzzer. And that is Stein on Sports.
If your home is a bit dated, one of the best things you can do is renovate prior to selling. But how do you pay for it? I'm Sean Holden, owner of Renovation Real Estate. Let Renovation.Real Estate take care of everything for you. We handle the upfront costs, complete the renovations, then list your home for sale. You don't pay for renovations until closing. No gimmicks, just results. Imagine using our money to raise the value of your property without any upfront expense. Call today at 410-724-1199 or visit us at Renovation.Real Estate. We fix it, we sell it, you profit. MHIC 118-795.
At 10:06, here's the exclusive WCB Weather Channel forecast.
We can use a little bit of rain, and that's what we've got today. Showers off and on, 66 the high. Tomorrow, sunny and cooler, 56 tomorrow. Saturday, partly cloudy and near 60. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680. WCBM.
Currently 51 in Dundalk, 52 in Owings Mills, and 52 in Moncton. I'm Maggie Hunter, 680 WCBM News.
Stay connected and informed. Listen to Talk Radio 680 or stream us on your PC, tablet, or phone at WCBM.com. Kim Plasick Live starts now. Woo! On Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
All right. Good morning. Good morning. Man, oh man. We've had a very passionate discussion so far. We had to talk about the fact that DJS Secretary Vincent Schiraldi was in Annapolis, and he flip-flopped on some data that he did not provide. But he also said that he's focused on one thing at a time. It's like, don't move him too quickly there. Look, we know that you might be carjacked at gunpoint by a juvenile, but he He can't really deal with that right now. He can only work on one thing at a time. Governor Westmore, this is clear. This is a clear sign that you need to get rid of this guy and do something, or that we will then know that it is intentional and you are part of the problem. So if you're thinking about running for higher office, Governor, I would do something, and I would do something quickly. I did have a text here. Robert says, Kim, I believe that Vincent Ciraldi is playing dumb and doing it deliberately. Money is always involved. Perhaps the plan is to get people to move away from juvenile crime so large corporations like BlackRock can buy up houses cheap and keep them as investments to flip them or as Section 8 with guaranteed rent checks. Also likely to controlling ownership of private property. Robert, you know what? I believe anything's possible at this point. Considering some backdoor money dealings, we have a friend on the line today, and he's going to kind of walk us through what's going on over there in North Point. First of all, good morning, Scott. How are you?
Kim, great to hear from you, and thanks for letting me be on the show today.
Oh, no, absolutely. Absolutely. I know there are a lot of people talking about what's going on with Fort Howard. For those that are not familiar, maybe you can walk us through this from the very beginning.
Well, the elevator version is pretty darn simple. Back in 2000-ish, GSA and VA determined that this was non-essential asset. So they put it out on what something's called an enhanced use lease, and it was leased to a private party for development. However, in the contract, the development was specifically citing the property was to continue in its military pedigree, and it was to be a military retirement community. And everybody's excited about it. We love our veterans. You know, we're very patriotic. Fort Howard, number one when it comes to our veterans. We go all the way back to the beginning of the country, the War of 1812. We've got two historic guns down here that are on the military monument list for World War I. It just never ends. How we're getting back to the gist here, what happened is that the property is kind of morphing into a private community where it's not so much geared or at all geared towards veterans, but just mostly for regular old citizens like you and me. And that's where the rub's coming in. So us being on the phone today talking about this can bring this to the attention of the wider audience out there, hopefully to Donald Trump. Donald, if you're out there listening or you're going to listen to this later, we need a little bit of love. We need a little bit of help down here in Fort Howard. Secretary, okay, if you're listening, please, kudos on the same situation here. We've been talking about it a lot lately, specifically because Baltimore County lost its ability through a recent bill that was effective January 1st, signed into law by Governor Moore last year, who I have to underscore touts his military pedigree too. So we're assuming that the governor would support vehemently the notion of having a military retired community down here with no reservations. So only thing we can come up with theoretically is that he must not have understood that the bill that was literally, and excuse me, the amendment that was submitted to the bill by the developer through a law firm called Venable LLP, he was unaware of the ramifications of what that amendment would have did. What it did was removed essentially the oversight of Baltimore County with its zoning and its development authorities. And that's pretty much in a nutshell what we're talking about today.
Okay. Well, you know what, Scott? First of all, thank you so much for bringing this to our attention. Let me ask you, you might not know, but who introduced that amendment? Do you know?
Oh, yeah. Specifically, the developer who has the lease right now is called Himmel Rich & Associates. They're a wonderful group of people. We're not seeing anything, you know, terrible about them. But what they did was they introduced an amendment to Bill 538 on, what was it, the 20th of February last year, when the, you know, the committee heard testimony during that day down in Annapolis. And in that amendment, who was... Well, let me back up here. It was for Himmel Rich, but it was introduced by or submitted by Venable LLP. I think it's a law firm out there in Towson and throughout the region.
Okay.
Your question, that's who actually submitted the amendment.
Okay, so they submitted the amendment. Do you know which legislator?
Oh, you're asking me who submitted the bill? Oh,
right,
okay.
Right.
Like I said, it was Governor Moore's administration that went to Adrienne Jones, our Speaker of the House.
Okay.
And she submitted it for the administration. I'm sorry, I didn't hear your question properly.
No, you're good. Okay, so Adrienne Jones did this. Now, Okay. Now, Andrew Jones, interesting enough, North Point, is that considered Baltimore County or Baltimore City? Isn't that Baltimore County?
No, ma'am. This is 100% totally Baltimore County.
Okay, because Adrian Jones is...
We're actually the southernmost tip of Baltimore County.
Right. So, but Adrian Jones, she's Baltimore City, right?
No, I think she's out there on the west side. More like towards, you know, Julian Jones' neck of the woods.
Okay. So this could possibly be her district as well. Okay.
She has really, I've never seen Adrian Jones, in my neighborhood ever.
Right.
I don't even know if she knows where Fort Howard is.
Yeah, no, that's what I'm trying to think here. I've never seen her in that area, but possibly that is her area.
Our people down here are Senator Sailing, Grammer, Metzger, and Long.
Okay.
That's our delegation, not Jones.
Okay, so I wonder why she got involved and if she involved any of those that actually represent that area.
Well, we know one thing. We weren't involved. I'm the president of the Community Association here. I'm a prior candidate, as you might remember, for the Republican Party in the last cycle.
Yeah.
We were not involved. We were not down here at all. And I'm talking about Miller's Island, which is a fellow community, Spears Point. Even our business association down here had no idea of this going on last year while it was going on. We didn't even have a chance to testify on the 20th. However, people from Timonium, Catherine Beadle had submitted testimony from the Timonium Community Council, but nobody from our area even knew or gave testimony.
Wow. So somebody from Timonium testified what was going on in North Point.
Yeah, I know it sounds laughable, but it's the truth.
Wow. Okay, so I also know a part of this is from what I read, because you were talking about, is it Helmrich Associates and Venable?
Himmelrich. H-I-M-M-E-L-R-I-C-H and Associates. Yep.
Because there's some contributors to Johnny O, Congressman Johnny O, from his last run in the 2nd Congressional District, and it looked like there was possibly a $30,000 donation. Do you know anything about that?
Actually, I'm going to plug. We have something called forthoward.org, forthoward.org. It's a little website we run. It's nothing spectacular, but we do put up, like, these little posts about what's going on in our backyard. Well, with that plug, we discovered, this just chokes you up. This makes you feel like, I'm not even going to get into how it makes you feel, but the point is that we discovered that on the same day, the exact same day, February 20th, 2024, when this amendment that was submitted for Himmelrich by Venable was submitted during that testimony, that very same day, John Oshesky, at the time, who was the executive of Baltimore County, submitted his support of that bill with amendments, and it was in big, bold, capital letters, supports with amendments. Now, Johnny literally lives less than a mile from my home here in Fort Howard. He lives in Miller's Island. And I talked to the people in Miller's Island. They said they knew nothing about it. They speak with Johnny all the time. He's a neighborhood fixture. He's from Sparrows Point originally. And how is it possible that he didn't tell anybody about this? But that doesn't stop there. That was bad enough. But to add insult to injury, we discovered that Himmelrich and Associates, according to Open Secrets, which we published on our website, forthoward.org, and the developer, Himmelrich and Associates, both donated $14,900 to his campaign fund for congressman in that 2nd District, which, sadly, you didn't win, by the way. Sadly, you didn't win, because we know that this kind of crap wouldn't be happening if you were elected.
Yeah, Scott, no, I appreciate that. So the donation went, you're saying it was on the same day?
What I'm saying is that Open Secrets reported this donation by these two entities, Himmelrich and Venable, of $14,900 to Mr. Oshesky running for congressman during that election cycle.
Yeah.
But we're saying that his support as county executive in his letter was submitted on the exact same day that the amendment was submitted to the committee in Annapolis when they were doing their hearing.
Wow. Scott, look.
So our question, our question was, how is it possible that he could have submitted his support for that amendment the same day? How did he know to support the amendment on the same day that the amendment was submitted?
Yeah.
Unless he already knew about the amendment prior.
Right. See, these are the kind of questions, Scott, first of all, I appreciate you bringing this to our attention. These are the kind of questions that you would think that our reporters and those that dig into these things would be asking. And also when it comes to our inspector general, and I know she does a great job, but, you know, see, these are some of the kind of questions that we think that she would have. I have to ask you now, you know, you're saying that the entire project has been changed because of House Bill 538, correct?
The oversight that we had as a local jurisdiction in terms of zoning and development, pretty much, and sadly enough, our input as communities, ergo our whole democratic process, has basically been usurped.
Yeah.
And we're not pointing any fingers at Governor Moore, because we have to assume that as a soldier, as a decorated soldier, there would be nothing in his heart less than the fruition of the intent of this project, which is to be a retirement community for our veterans, and nothing less.
Yeah.
No incrimination here. Where question is how is it that this was slipped in? They do it all the time in Congress. We hear it all day. We're finding out what Dodge or Doge and Elon, how they slip these millions of dollars of these crazy things into these bills, and nobody even knows what's going on. We're hoping that that's what happened here with the governor. We pray. We can't even imagine that Governor Moore would do anything but honor our veterans.
Yeah.
Anything but that.
Yeah, no, I agree with you. And so now you've got about 15,000 residents in North Point and other areas that are pretty much were left in the dark about all of this.
Well, we know that the people, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to laugh. We know that the people in Timonium were not left in the dark. Matter of fact, I'll even include that my personal friends, Josh Sein, who's the president of the Essex Middle River Community Council, told me personally he had been speaking with his representative, consulting with his representative, Mr. Naraki. I don't know if you know Mr. Naraki. Yeah. Great man, wonderful man.
Yes.
I love him. He's great. They were personally talking. They were in deep communication, and those guys had very, very positive results, okay, from that conversation in their district. We didn't have that. We were cheated. We were disenfranchised over here.
Oh, my gosh. Well, let me ask you this, Scott. You know, what is the call to action? What can we do moving forward to get this rectified? Is this something now we've got to have?
I'm on my hands and my knees right now speaking for the residents of Fort Howard and our veterans. We need to get presidential interest in this. This has got to go all the way to the top to Donald J. Trump, who loves our veterans more than, dare I say, almost all of our presidents put together, a great advocate for our veterans. He loves our veterans. That's why he wants a strong military, because like Teddy Roosevelt, he knew that carrying that big stick stopped all these mini tyrants from trying to oppress and trying to challenge our great nation.
Yeah. No. Well, look, I would love for President Trump to get involved in this. I absolutely would.
The secretary, of course, would be the one that would be handling it. That goes without saying. But right now, on a local level, we need to get to our governor. We need to let him know that this travesty is unfolding. He needs to go back and look at this amendment. We need to go to the speaker and say, Speaker, please look at this amendment. We need to pull this back a little bit. We need to restore a little bit of control over our own destiny here at Baltimore County.
Yeah. Well, Scott, before I let you go, and again, I really, truly appreciate you for this. Have you spoken to any of your delegates there in that area or state senator?
Yes, what we're doing right now is exploring how this breakdown in communication occurred in our own district and in our own backyard. And we're waiting for some replies to come in by writing from our delegation, that is Mr. Saling, Mr. Metzger, Mr. Long, and Mr. Grammer. And we're being very patient because they're in session, and we have to respect that. So we're waiting for that information to come in. And as soon as we do, maybe I can get back on the show for a minute or two and explain, okay, to the listeners, okay, where we're moving forward with this process.
No, I would love for you to come back and let us know what's going on, because, you know, and I could be wrong. It sounds to me that you've got to get that amendment rescinded.
That is job one, darling.
That is number.
If you were to say, what's the topic of this sentence? Get that amendment rescinded. You nailed it.
Okay. All right. Well, Scott, I'm also going to get on the phone myself. I appreciate you calling in, and I appreciate you fighting for your neighborhood, as you should. And I know that you always have. So, Scott, thank you so much. We appreciate you.
Love you, Kim. God bless.
Love you. Thank you. You know, and this is so sad. Yeah, it is sad. And this, you know, this area is for our veterans. This area, you know, I'm going to continue to look into this. And Scott asked a good question there. How did Johnny know that all that was happening on the very same day? That means you were privy to all those conversations. You were there for the back room, the back room deal. You were there. Either you were there or somebody you knew was there. I'm not going to say it was your dad, but somebody was there. We'll discuss more when we get back.
Hi, it's Bruce Elliott. Tim Kyle Electric is now Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling. Now, for years, they've been a trusted name in the electrical industry, serving residential and commercial clients with excellence and dedication. And now they're proud to bring their wealth of experience and exceptional service to homes that are looking for HVAC services. Now, during the winter weather, it's important to ensure your home is equipped with reliable heating, ventilation, and air conditioning systems. Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling are here to cater to your needs, ensuring comfort and peace of mind for you and your family. The weather has changed, and now is the time to call Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling. Call them today, 410-876-9404. Remember, they also do outdoor lighting, plus service and sell all generators. For all your electrical and HVAC solutions, call 410-876-9404 or online timkylecompany.com. Tim Kyle Electric, Heating and Cooling, winner of Carol's Best Electrician and HVAC Repair Company.
It's time to celebrate American Heart Month with Rescue Natural Supplements. For nearly 40 years, Rescue Omega-3s have provided people with the essentials to fortify heart health, reduce inflammation, and support healthy cholesterol levels. That's why it's the best time to dive into Rescue's February special. Right now, Rescue's most popular products, their premium omega-3 fish oils, are buy one, get one free exclusively for WCBM listeners. Just use the listener code OMEGA50 when placing your order. Call today, 800-26-ALIVE. That is 800-262-5483. And speak with a knowledgeable product consultant. Or use the code OMEGA50, that's OMEGA50, online when you visit rescue.com. That's RES-Q.com. Don't forget the code OMEGA50 when buying one bottle of Rescue Omega-3s to receive a second bottle absolutely free. Use the code OMEGA50, fortify your heart, and support a healthier well-being with a Rescue Omega-3.
The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot.
Guess who just bought an $88 million ski resort?
Who?
Zelensky's company just bought a hotel in the Courchevel ski resort for 88 million euros. I have to ask the question.
We send money over to him. That means he doesn't have to spend his own money on the things that we're paying for now, so he can use his own money to buy a ski resort.
I just keep doing this kind of thing because this is why the left lost. They don't know how to read the room.
The Morning Drive, 6 to 9 with Casey and Elliot on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
All right. Thank you again, Scott Pappas, for explaining to us what is going on over there at Fort Howard. And just so you guys know, because I did see on Facebook, there are a lot of people, a lot of residents in North Point that are extremely upset by this. And if you want to weigh in, you can. It's 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680. You can also text in a text line. But Scott asked a good question there. When it came to the amendment, there's a lot going on, right? When it came to the amendment, you had Speaker Adrienne Jones get involved. She doesn't have any jurisdiction in that area. That's why I wanted to know, does Senator Johnny Ray or Delegate Rick Metzger or Delegate Bob Long, I want to know, did they know about any of this? Were they contacted at all by Speaker Jones? Or did she just completely override them? But not only just that, you know, there are some questions. How is it that the testimony that came in from Timonium was there, yet North Point residents and those in the area were not notified, and especially in time enough to give their own testimony? They live right there. We see this happening in Baltimore County all the time. Look, how many of you live in Middle River where I am? Many of you. How many times have we seen things come into our neighborhood that we were not privy to that information? Often. This is the problem that I have. And it was so funny. I have a friend who says he's a friend of Johnny Olszewski's. And this isn't high school. So you can be my friend. You can be friends with Johnny. That's fine. But, you know, when he talks about him, but he says, like, he's a good guy. And, you know, I just have to stay silent. I have to bite my tongue because I know that he's not a good guy. I know that his dad is not a good guy. Like, I know what these guys have been up to. I know about John Von Tran. I know about these people. I know about the Sons of Little Italy. I know. I know already. These aren't good people with good hearts and good souls that want the best for everyone. That's not what we have here. Kathleen in Rosedale. Kathleen, did you want to weigh in?
Yes. I don't live too far from Fort Howard, but we didn't get down that way until much later. My mother In fact, my uncle and aunt owned property in Miller's Island, so it's not just around the corner. But the man mentioned Venable LLC?
Yep.
They usually, when a company is named like that, and you know their name, it's probably a spinoff of Venable Batcher & Howard, if it's still called Venable Batcher & Howard, which is in downtown Baltimore, and they're a very, very Tony company. I mean, they're there for rich people.
Okay.
So you're not going to expect whoever that other company is.
Yeah, there was Hibble Rich Associates.
Right. I don't have time. In fact, my computer is not working at all, so I can't look them up. But they don't seem to want to be bringing in ordinary people. It's going to be rich people.
Yeah, which is...
And when we were down there, my mother looked at the place and she said, no, it was on the rundown side then, and she said, this isn't going to be for veterans. She said, this is going to be for rich.
Wow.
And my father was a veteran, and in fact, all the boys in his family, and one gave his life.
Well, hopefully we continue to fight for the right for veterans to be in that area. Kathleen, thank you so much for calling, and I appreciate your call. Please have a great weekend.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. You know, I'm going to look into this further. I'm not shocked by it. I guess I have to first, you know, I'm not going to speak, you know, at the side of my neck here. I need to first speak to those that represent that area, and I need to know what they know about this. If you want to weigh in, you can. 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. Ukraine is at the top of the agenda as Britain's Prime Minister visits today or talks with President Trump at the White House. Israel has released more than 600 Palestinian prisoners in exchange for the bodies of four hostages who had been held by Hamas in Gaza. Phase one of the Israel-Hamas ceasefire deal now complete. Attorney General Pam Bondi says today the Justice Department will likely release files on the late convicted child sex offender Jeffrey Epstein. Bondi spoke with Fox News. Foul play is not suspected, according to authorities, in the death of legendary actor Gene Hackman, his wife, and their dog. Their bodies found in their New Mexico home during a welfare check. Gene Hackman, Oscar-winning actor, was 95 years old. On Wall Street this morning, stocks have turned mixed right now. Currently, the Dow is up 290 points. More details, srnnews.com.
Hey, attention, Maryland business owners. Did you know that you've been paying into a program that can upgrade your lighting for free? Now, it's called Empower Maryland, and if you don't use it, you lose it. Now, every month, your electric bill includes a small charge that funds energy-saving upgrades, and now you can claim your share to replace any bulb or fixture with new energy-efficient LED fixtures at zero cost to you. Here's how it works. If we can reduce your energy use by 30% or more, you qualify for a 100% free lighting upgrade, whether you own an office, a church, or even a government building. And these LEDs, they last up to 20 years. Now, last year alone, we completed 424 projects, saving Maryland businesses thousands of dollars. So don't miss out. Call now, 855-4-FREE-LED. Call now, 855-4-FREE-LED. No job is too big or too small. Call now. Start saving today.
Now, Gary Stein on sports. Terps fans reeling this morning from a gut punch delivered by Michigan State. Pick it up with 10 seconds to play. Tied at 55 last night. Maryland with a chance to win. Rebound Gillespie. Shot clock turned off. No timeouts left for Maryland. They got to go. Gillespie for three. Jason Horowitz with the call on BTN. Holloman's 60-foot buzzer beater gives Michigan State an unforgettable 58-55 win over the Terps. The highly anticipated spring debut of Tomoyuki Sugano went off pretty much as planned yesterday in Bradenton, Florida.
He bounces this double play ball to second. It is a 4-6-3 DP. And there's Andrew McCutchen, his first at bat of the spring. He bounces this ball to the shortstop without Corbin Burns, who signed that big contract to go to Arizona. Bouncing ball to the right side. Far to his left is Jackson Holliday. Fields the ball on the outfield grass.
Balls on the Pirates radio network. Two scoreless for the ground ball pitcher in a 7-3 loss to Pittsburgh. No strikeouts. Coming up in 30 minutes, another statement from Justin Tucker. And that is Stein on Sports.
The Maryland Home and Garden and Craft Show, presented by Maryland Heating and Air. March 1st and 2nd and 7th through 9th at the Timonium Fairgrounds Cow Palace and Exhibition Hall. Find great deals, new ideas, and practical advice with more than 400 trusted local experts. Save on tickets at mdhomeandgarden.com.
One cold front bringing rain today. There's another cold front over the weekend with some much colder weather. We won't see that big drop in temperature until Sunday. Today, lots of clouds, some showers off and on. It's a mild day, though, 66. Overnight, we're dry, and tomorrow, sunny and cooler, 56. Saturday, looks good to get outside, partly cloudy and 60 the high Saturday. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Our financial system is cracking under pressure. Your retirement is at risk. Take control now. Lear Capital is offering a free Sky High Silver Report and Precious Metals IRA guide at betternestegg.com. Don't leave your future to chance. Go to betternestegg.com.
Hi, I'm Kevin Mawai, Pro Football Hall of Famer. Over the years, my feet, knees, and back were in pain. That's why I turned to Good Feet Arch Supports, relieving pain and keeping me active. Try them for yourself with a free fitting and test walk. Visit goodfeet.com.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from their professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
The Great One, Mark Levin, is on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
First, Donald Trump, Greenland. Donald Trump sees that communist China and fascistic Russia are scouring the world, are building ships to control navigable waters. They're in our hemisphere, they're in both hemispheres, they're in all parts of the globe. And he's looking how we're getting choked off over time. He's a very smart man.
Mark Levin, weeknights 7 to 10 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
She traveled this road.
All right, so we're diving into this very suspicious activity is what I'm going to call it right now in Fort Howard. Yeah, there are a lot of residents in the North Point area that are very upset because, of course, Fort Howard is a very historic land site, and it was really supposed to be for veterans. And then there was an amendment that was introduced, let me get you the exact bill again, with House Bill 538, 2024 Housing and Affordability Act, and which was brought forth by, according to Scott Pappas, Speaker Adrian Jones, who does not have jurisdiction over that area, but that was brought forth, that amendment, and then Governor Wes Moore signed it into law, which allowed the developers, Himmelrich Associates and Venable LLP, to now to be able to develop that area and Fort Howard any way that they please. Now, a lot of moving parts here. Himmelrich Associates and Venable LLP both contributed to former County Executive Johnny O, now Congressman in the 2nd District, his congressional campaign to a total of $30,000. Now, the residents in North Point said that they had no idea that they were shuffling things around, yet there was testimony from an individual in Timonium, which is nowhere near, in case you're listening from somewhere else. There's nowhere near North Point, by the way. And so Scott Pappas and so many others, they're with a group that is advocating for the fact that if Fort Howard is a historic place and it should be for veterans, that's what it should be. Now, I am going to reach out to Senator Johnny Ray Sailing and to Delegate Rick Metzger and others to try to see what they know about this. I know, like Scott said, they're very busy in session right now. But, it sounds to me, and like Scott said, and to me, it's like if you rescind that amendment, then that takes us in a different direction. You would want that amendment rescinded as soon as possible. Now, can they do that in this session? I'm going to go ahead and say most likely not at this point, but you never know what could happen. And from my understanding, because look, Johnny Ray Sailing, he was there as the Fort McHenry Bridge was collapsed, and he was there working across the aisle. And I did see him in conversations with Wes Moore as they were trying to figure out what their next steps were. And I would think that if anybody in that area had an ear, Wes Moore's ear, it might be Johnny Ray Sailing. And so perhaps, you know, we could get this further on his radar. But that's, you know, that's what I'm going to do when I get off the show here today. I'm going to get Mike in Catonsville. Mike, you wanted to weigh in?
Yes. Ken, thank you for taking my call. The thing is, I taught down at Sparrows Point Middle School back in the 90s. And from what I learned there, because I became very, very close with a couple of the organizers down there and some of the people that were really involved in the Historical Society down at North Point, that Fort Howard is a historical site. If you take a look at it very closely, I taught social studies, from the War of 1812, that was an area where the British landed and came up North Point Road to attack Baltimore City and were defeated and sent back down North Point Road and back out off of Fort Harbor. It also had a spot during World War One with cannons that were there. Does anyone know that the Vietnam War, there are Vietnam villages there where they trained soldiers for the Vietnam War? There was a ropes course down there for young people. If you take a run up further to Old North Point Road, you'll find another cemetery type of thing or park that's a memorial to North Point and the Battle of North Point. So it's very near and dear to those people down there, and I really feel for them.
Yeah, no. You know, and it looks to me, and as Scott pointed out there, Mike, they were completely left out of the conversation altogether. And it is very sad.
It seems like the state is running everything. You know, Adrian Jones has no business being down in North Point and dealing with that, with the residents down there, but yet she's there, and so was Brian Ferguson and the rest of them. It's like a dictatorship.
Yeah. Now that's what it appears to be. Well, thank you, Mike, so much for calling in. I hope you have a great weekend.
Thank you. You too.
Thank you. You know, I'm trying to look up as Mike was speaking there, and we were on break. Because I think you guys recall we were talking about the park that was purchased near Johnny Osheski's home that raised a lot of eyebrows. Remember that story? It came out in September 2024, and the park and the purchasing, it involved Baltimore County and some longtime donors of Johnny O's. And so everybody was confused. Do you guys remember that? And then he was asked what they planned to do with that land. And he said it was going to be like a kayak launching area. Do you remember that? I recall little bits and pieces here. And so now I'm trying to go through. And this is just a little snippet from the Baltimore County banner. Excuse me. It says Baltimore County $225 million deal. Was made with two longtime political donors of Osheski. It says Baltimore County paid $2 billion to political supporters for a marshy slice of waterfront property to be turned into a park less than a mile from his Miller's Island home, raising questions about transparency even among county councilmen who approved it. And remember we were talking about this? Because I was thinking, well, why would you approve it if you then have questions after the fact? And just a little piece here. It says, though the council unanimously voted in June to purchase the 8.5-acre parcel on Cuckold Point Road in Edgemere, at least three councilmen noted that the deal did not follow typical protocol. The county used its own money instead of money from Program Open Space, a state source that pays for many county park land purchases. Is this ringing a bell for many of you? Is this jogging your memory here? So I'm going to continue to look into this because now Kathleen, again, thank you, Kathleen, from where was Kathleen calling from? Rosedale. Thank you. Thank you so much for calling in. You know, she said that she was speaking to those within her family and friends, and they said, oh, this is more for rich people. Well, when you think about that park that was purchased there at Miller's Island, you think about now what they're trying to do here at Fort Howard. It does seem like that they're trying to give this area a complete makeover. Do you see it? Do you see it like I see it? I'm going to continue to work on this. Again, Scott Pappas, thank you so much for joining us today. But I think now we're kind of connecting the dots here. And I just wonder, I really do wonder what's going to happen if we can't get this amendment rescinded this session. Let's see. Priscilla in the text line says, this is heartbreaking news about Fort Howard. My father, Dr. Howard Kramer, was the chief urology at Fort Howard. He was also a Navy veteran. I used to go to work with him and know the atmosphere was loving, warm for the veteran patients. They respected and loved my father. Well, in the ER, where he was always stopped to check what was going on, the paraplegic patients would call out, hey, doc, with smiles on their faces. He'd call out by name, like, hey, Joe, or whomever, asking how they were doing. Dr. Kramer would be fighting for this no matter what, and I'm speaking for him. Thank you, Priscilla, for weighing in there. Also got a text here. Mike is right. As young children, we walked and played all through where the cannons were. Yes, thank you, Mike, for giving me a history lesson there. Colleen in Perry Hall says, good morning, Kim. I missed the beginning of the discussion on Fort Howard. What is going on? Who wants to take it? And what's happening here? Prime water spot. Do they want to build houses or what's going on? So, Colleen in Perry Hall, thank you for your question. That's a little hazy as well. Because with that amendment that went in, that is basically taking this area from the veterans, it says with this amendment that it could be for housing or commercial. So it looks like the amendment is allowing Himmelrich Associates and Venable LLP, the developers, to do whatever they want with this area, which is, again, why the residents are so upset. And then you tie into this with the contributions made to Johnny O's campaign. This is a disgusting story. Calvin says, good morning, Kim. I hope that you follow the money. Yeah, you know, and this, it goes back to, because, you know, during the weekend, I noted on Monday, Johnny O posted this video while he was sitting in his Miller Island mansion. And I commented, I said, how does one attain $1 million home on the water as a public servant and before that a public school teacher? How does that happen? How does that happen, right? Because it is. It's a bit suspicious. But he was making this video because he was so upset about Elon Musk and Doge and all these other things with President Trump. And so I noted that on there. I said, look, you better be careful, my guy, because Doge is really following the money. And you might not want to make so much noise because we know exactly what you've been up to, whether it's with the Tarabassi family, that whole deal, whether it's with the buildings you purchased in Towson that you claim were moved and ready but were not, whether it's that land for $2.25 million over there, not even a mile from your house, which went through Baltimore County and your longtime donors. Sir, it's all connecting here. So if I were you, I wouldn't be making any noise on Capitol Hill, but that's what you chose to do. And so we will continue to follow this. I've got John and Dundalk. John, you wanted to weigh in about Fort Howard?
Yeah. I was being treated there by the VA when they had the hospital closed and just opened a little infirmary in the back. And this all started way back in with our senator from down there, and I'm trying to remember her name and I can't. They had a big fight going over whether they were going to keep the hospital downtown in Baltimore or out there at Fort Howard, and she made sure it went downtown. And then she retired, and according to the doctors that were out there at the time, they told me she got $3 million for having it open downtown instead of out there at Fort Howard, a new hospital. And then, of course, the company that originally got into the purchase of Fort Howard, it actually got into all kind of tax problems and all other kind of things. And the plan was to make it a veterans area, retired veterans and veterans who needed medical care. And they had a problem because a pair of bald eagles built a nest on top of one of the mansions. So they weren't allowed to touch it because the bald eagles were there.
Oh, okay.
And it was a real mess.
Yeah.
And I'm old, so my memory keeps going, so I can't remember the names of everybody.
That's okay.
It was all a contest over the downtown hospital or the Fort Howard. The Fort Howard was beautiful. Beautiful. It was just a beautiful area. It would have been the perfect place for a veteran's retirement community. And no such luck. But somebody made $3 million out of it, according to the doctors down there.
It sounds like it. Wow.
And I'm trying to think of her name, short little lady.
Oh, it's okay. It's okay, John. First of all, John.
She was a senator.
Was it Mikulski?
Yes, Barbara Mikulski.
Okay. Thank you, Brian, the producer with the nod there.
That's who it was, Barbara Mikulski. And she bought a big house, moved out, retired, and I guess is living happily ever after.
Well, you know what, John? First of all, thank you so much for your service, and I appreciate you calling in and sharing your story with us. And that's what it sounds like. Somebody made a lot of money, or a couple people made a lot of money out of the deal.
Yeah, because, see, we now have to go downtown, which I refuse to do.
Yeah.
Because I'm now old. I'm you might as well put a neon sign over top of my head, victim.
No.
No, because I can't defend myself. And if I do defend myself, I'll get arrested.
Yeah.
So I say the heck with it. I ain't going down there.
Well, John, I don't blame you. Thank you so much for calling in. Again, thank you for your service.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Yeah, wow. I got Julie in Dundalk. Julie, you wanted to weigh in?
Yes, ma'am. I am a nurse, and I worked at Fort Howard at the hospital in the 80s.
Oh, wow.
That is such a historical area. There are so many historical buildings that are being allowed to just disintegrate into the ground. There's a fishing pier there that the veterans used to use to be able to go fishing because, if I'm not mistaken, it's disability accessible.
Okay.
And the other thing that everyone needs to take into consideration when they're thinking about developing the Fort Howard property is the infrastructure to that area. It is a two-lane road down into Fort Howard. It is a small community. They don't have the sewage. They don't have the water supply. They don't have the road system. You put a couple of hundred houses in there, which it could probably handle with the amount of land that's there, the traffic is untenable. That's one of the reasons they didn't put the hospital for veterans down there is, one, public transportation is not available, and two, the road system is not going to be able to handle that kind of traffic.
Yeah, okay. Well,
that
makes sense. Julie, thank you so much for calling in. I appreciate you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Have a great weekend. And I also have Clark in Ellicott City. Clark, you wanted to weigh in?
Hey, good morning, Kim. I appreciate you covering this topic. I was unaware of it. I'm familiar with that area down there, and it is such a beautiful treasure. It's kind of there's a lot of history there and everything else. And I'm glad that you've opened up kind of maybe possibly a can of worms on this to maybe have some things go in the right direction. I would hope, I'd hate to see that area really developed other than what it was intended for lately. But if it is developed, I really hope that it's developed for some kind of a retirement thing for the veterans. That would be something really nice, but I just wanted to weigh in on that. Thanks for covering the topic, Kim, and I appreciate you looking into it as well and staying on top of it, and all these other people that have called in. I really appreciate that.
Well, thank you, Clark. Thank you. I hope you have a great weekend.
You too. Thanks.
Thank you, and I got to thank Scott Pappas. I mean, he and his team, they're the ones that are doing all of the legwork here, and was able to raise the alarm and put it on my map here. This is a wild situation. And I'm almost very fearful that there are some people involved in this that I actually like. All right. We'll put a cap on this for now. And then I'm going to do my homework on it. And then we're going to, go to the next topic. But just so you know, for those that are very familiar with Fort Howard, we'll get to the bottom of it. And as Scott pointed out, we need that amendment rescinded. Whether or not that can happen this session or not, I don't know. But at least we know which direction to go. All right, we'll be right back.
There she is, founder and CEO. High five.
Yeah. Dave can't stop celebrating with every business owner in town.
All right, Baker Man. High five.
He's sharing the excitement of big savings with the Comcast Business 5-year price lock guarantee.
Ooh, up top, bike shop.
Yeah. It's 5 years of gig speed internet.
Quick, high five.
5 years of advanced security.
5 years.
And 5 years of a great rate that won't change.
Yeah, law partners. Chamberlain, Messenthorpe, Dubois.
All from the company with 99.9% network reliability. Switch today and get the 5-year price lock guarantee.
5 years!
It's back, but only for a limited time.
Woo!
Powering 5 years of savings, powering possibilities. Comcast Business.
Can't forget you, voiceover guy.
Ah, thanks, Dave.
High five!
Ends 3/9/25. Guaranteed rate applies to monthly service charge for new customers on qualifying internet bundle, excluding taxes and fees. Other restrictions apply.
It's time to celebrate American Heart Month with Rescue Natural Supplements. For nearly 40 years, Rescue Omega-3s have provided people with the essentials to fortify heart health, reduce inflammation, and support healthy cholesterol levels. That's why it's the best time to dive into Rescue's February special. Right now, Rescue's most popular products, their premium omega-3 fish oils, are buy one, get one free exclusively for WCBM listeners. Just use the listener code OMEGA50 when placing your order. Call today 800-26-ALIVE. That is 800-262-5483. And speak with a knowledgeable product consultant. Or use the code OMEGA50, that's OMEGA50, online when you visit rescue.com. That's RES-Q.com. Don't forget the code OMEGA50 when buying one bottle of Rescue Omega-3s to receive a second bottle absolutely free. Use the code OMEGA50, fortify your heart, and support a healthier well-being with a Rescue Omega-3.
Our financial system is cracking under pressure. Your retirement is at risk. Take control now. Lear Capital is offering a free sky-high silver report and precious metals IRA guide at betternestegg.com. Don't leave your future to change. Go to betternestegg.com.
Join Gil Kuda every Thursday evening from 6 to 7 for On the Money. Gil will take your calls on how to live a worry-free retirement with a rebroadcast Saturday mornings from 11 till noon on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Hear the news, then talk about it at the top and bottom of every hour throughout the day. Breaking news, stimulating talk, only on Talk Radio 680, WCBM, and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
All right. Again, thanks for everyone for weighing in there on Fort Howard. We'll get to the bottom of that for sure. Like I said, we have a lot to talk about already. You know, we got to get to some of these things here. I did tell you earlier today about the fact that Floyd Mayweather was on Fox Business yesterday. Did you know that Floyd Mayweather, the boxer, did you know that he loved President Trump? Take a listen.
I'm happy, but we're never happy. When we had Trump before, we didn't appreciate him. But I think Trump is a great president. He's the best president in my eyes. He's the best president we ever had. Great businessman, and that's what it's about.
Yeah, and the day's cabinet thing, you probably went around here, it was really phenomenal. To the point you talked about team, putting together a great team,
yes,
put together a fantastic cabinet.
Trump has done an amazing job, and a lot of people around America are upset. But no matter who goes in the White House, we're always upset.
Right, right.
And I think Trump is the man for the job. He's the best president in my eyes.
And again, that's Floyd Mayweather, the boxer. Here's the deal. Like I said during the morning drive tease, he's got millions upon millions of followers. There are a lot of young men that look up to him. He's made a ton of money, obviously a really good fighter. He's very with it. I've seen his Instagram account. I don't actually follow him myself just because, there's nothing I can relate to there. But it seems to me that he does have a lot of young people that kind of look to him for even business savvy advice, from what I could tell with some of the videos that he posts. And again, there he is on Fox Business with Charles Payne. Very interesting. I hope that his followers are listening here, because when you're thinking about a president that will allow American freedoms, right, that will allow capitalism to thrive, and that's what, you know, Floyd Mayweather is about, it is President Trump. It is absolutely President Trump, and people cannot deny that. I don't care which side of the aisle you sit on. I don't care if you hate MAGA to death. You have to admit that President Trump is all about capitalism, and if you, this is a land of opportunity. If you go after it, you can get it. And so I, you know, I appreciate him going on Fox Business and making these statements. We'll see. Like I said, in the midterms here, he might actually end up flipping more votes, this Floyd Mayweather. You never know. You never know. All right, coming up next, we got a lot to talk about. The Republicans did pass a spending budget in the House. We got some sound on that from Speaker Johnson on CNN. Also, USAID committee hearing. We have some sound from Marjorie Taylor Greene. And I do want to talk a little bit about what happened with Adnan Syed here in Baltimore, because that is obviously big Baltimore news. But also some other phone calls to the Breakfast Club. Apparently, there's some federal workers that aren't upset about Elon Musk kicking up the dust. We'll talk about that more coming up next.
Seems everything costs more these days. Gas, groceries, and when's the last time?